instead of saying peanuts, he said goobers.
Okay. This is a kind of nut that, well, just what kind of nuts do you have around here?
Well, we have the black walnut.
Okay. Talking about that, that was kind of nut I was thinking of. If you have them, you know, walnut has two coverings on it, right?
Yeah.
What do you call those?
Hull and then the shell, you might say. We call the part that covers the kernel shell. We call this other part, which when it falls off, when it turns loose the tree, that dries, you can knock it off.
Mm-hmm.
We call that the walnut hull.
Mm-hmm.
But then we call the other the shell. That's where the kernel, it's hard, it has to be crushed with a hammer.
Mm-hmm.
This other, you know, can peel it off as it deteriorates, you can peel it off of the outside with your fingers.
Yeah. Okay, what other kinds of nuts might you have?
Some pecans in this country, not many.
What?
Hickory nuts.
What about the nut that's shaped kind of like your eye?
We don't, not in this part of the country.
No, but you mentioned it earlier. It's, you might buy it around Christmas.
Oh. That, almond?
Okay. And this is a kind of fruit about the size of an apple.
We're going back now. You're after grapefruit now, aren't you?
Okay, but, thing of orange, it grows in Florida.
Well, there's grapefruit grows in Florida, and an orange grows in Florida.
Okay, suppose you had a bowl of oranges, and one day you went in to get one and there weren't any left. You'd say the oranges are
out. They're all the out oranges. Oranges are out, gone.
Or what?
Or gone.
Okay. You say, that man couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck in his throat and he couldn't...
Couldn't swallow.
Okay, you said he could chew it, but he couldn't...
He could chew it, but he couldn't swallow.
Okay. And this is the things that people smoke made out of tobacco. You could have...
Well, cigars, cigarettes.
Okay.
Pipe tobacco.
Okay.
Smoked in a pipe, you know.
Yeah. Okay, someone offers to do you a favor and you say, well, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be... What?
I don't want to bother you. I don't want to impose on you.
Yeah, but you don't want to feel like later you have to, you're in somebody's debt, you know.
Yeah.
You'd say, I don't want to be what?
Don't want to be obligated.
Okay.
Don't want to feel obligated in this indebtedness business.
Okay. Someone asks you about doing a certain job, if you're able to do it, and you say, sure, I do it.
Sure, I can do that for you.
Okay. And someone says, can you do that? And you say, well, I'd like to, but I just... What?
Well, lots of times, fellas say, I'd like to, but I just don't have time. Or I just don't know whether I could do that job or not.
Okay. Or it says, can you do that? And you'd say, no, I...
No, that's out of my line, as you. That's the answer you get.
Or no, I can't.
I can't.
Okay. You're talking about a terrible wreck that there was. You say, but there was no need to call an ambulance because by the time we got there, the victim was...
Already dead or something
okay.
Of that kind.
Would you say already dead?
Yeah.
Or would you say done dead?
Yeah, well, there's two or three expressions there. Some people said the victims were, people were done dead before the ambulance got there.
Uh-huh. Okay, you say, in a dangerous situation, he, what, to be careful?
He should be careful, ought to be careful. He used to use that word, ought to be careful.
Okay, you'd say, if someone got whipping, you'd say, well, he's probably doing something he...
Oughtn't to do.
Okay.
The old expression would be, he's doing something he oughtn't to do.
Okay, I'll dare you go through that graveyard at night, but I'll bet you.